Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor at that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
We're going to do a podcast? You crazy son of a bitch. I've known you for a lot of years, man. We've been through some tough times together. But you, this is just crazy enough to work. I'm sorry, I'm a bit ramped up because of the crazy camaraderie and action of the Expendables 3.
Absolutely.
You crazy son of a bitch.
They sold that, didn't they, that relationship?
Boy,
they seem like lifelong friends.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll get to that.
Why will we?
Ugh.
Can we briefly talk about, like, we don't need to go right into it, do we? Like,
yeah.
For a long time, I
No, mean. Absolutely not.
Because
no.
I know people don't want to hear about the Expendables. I've got a few emails just like, just don't talk about it.
Look, we have to. This is the topic for the week.
That's right. Well,
there's a loom in your house and it shakes about. It's a mystical loom, and then it spits out a card and it tells us what we have to talk about every week. And if we don't, we're both killed.
That's
in
right.
Horrible accidents.
You crazy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Sad news to start off with, Mason.
Mm-hmm. Expendables 3 is out. We had to watch it. Now, what's the actual sad news?
Robin Williams died.
He did die,
which
yeah.
Which sucks.
And a lot of celebrities have died recently.
Yeah.
Like a lot of beloved celebrities. But this one,
like, not comparatively.
No, yeah. The outpouring of grief, I think, is probably.
Yeah.
It took over. Like everybody in my Facebook feed,
yeah.
Everybody in my Twitter feed, just.
Yep.
Very sad. And,
absolutely.
And why wouldn't you, like, every, there's no, like, at no point has anybody ever said, you know, there's a story where I ran into war with Robin Williams and he was a real dick.
Yeah.
It's always like.
He really Dave Coulier'd the
yeah,
situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always like, I was feeling really down and I ran into Robin Williams and he saw I was sad and he cheered me up.
There's like 1,000 stories.
Not because he's famous, but because he just wanted to cheer somebody up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Every story's like, and he's the best guy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then he ran into the night.
Right, like, exactly, yeah.
Every story. So yeah. It really, really sucks.
Yeah, rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What's your favorite Robin Williams performance?
Well, you brought up a good one before the show. I know it's kind of cliche, but Good Will Hunting is
yep.
great.
Uh-huh. And mine... My most recent one is probably, and it's quite morbid given the circumstances.
Yeah.
It's the episode of Louis where Louis runs into Robin Williams at the funeral of a guy.
Yeah.
They're the only
and he's
two...
playing himself.
Yeah. And
so,
they're the only two people at the funeral because it's a guy nobody likes.
Yeah.
And they realize later that he was actually beloved by, you know, the women at his strip club and stuff
yeah.
like that. But then at the end, they make a vow that they will each go to the other guy's funeral, whoever dies first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the best, man.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. He's dead.
Yes.
It's weird. It's like it was a massive part of our childhood as well. I mean, I don't want to bang on about this because everybody has been.
Yes.
You know, but yeah, like the 90s, like he was like a weird kind of surrogate dad for like everybody
yeah, true,
our
yeah.
age, you know?
You're right. That's,
yeah. But yeah, like you said, rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be missed. I missed. All right, Mason, we've got more sad news.
Yes.
Not as sad.
Okay.
No, this is good news.
Oh, good.
So.
You were so overwhelmed by sadness just then. You couldn't distinguish anymore.
I mean, this good news certainly does not outweigh the bad, not even by a fraction. But Michael Bay, it seems, is stepping down from the Transformers franchise to pass on the director's reins to somebody who's probably not that good either.
Great.
Like a Jonathan Liebesman.
Oh,
Liebesman. Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
We don't know if that's bad yet or not.
No.
I mean, all word on the street is that it's fine.
Yeah.
We haven't
yeah.
seen it yet.
It's got a, like, we talked about this last week, it's got a really low Rotten Tomatoes, but a lot I'm hearing is just like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we'll talk about that on September 11th, Mason, when
fantastic.
That comes out here.
I'm probably going to forget that. I mean, you keep reminding me to never forget. about the release of Ninja Turtles on September 11, but I keep forgetting. Sorry.
That's okay. Mm. Well, hey, have you heard any word of the Inhumans movie?
No,
it seems like
that.
The Inhumans movie is moving forward.
Okay.
Well, Marvel have been talking about it for a while. And...
Well, that makes sense, because, I mean, a couple of weeks ago we talked about the new Avengers roster in the comic books.
Yeah.
And Medusa's in that,
mm.
and Inferno is in that, who are both Inhumans. So maybe they're pushing them in the comics.
Absolutely.
Gonna... Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. So Vin Diesel has teased it before on Facebook.
Black Bolt?
Yeah, I presume so, because it says, I get the strange feeling that Marvel thinks I'm Inhuman. So
I get it.
He probably thinks that's subtle.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
at all.
Look, in 140 characters, you don't really have a lot of room to be subtle.
It is on Facebook, though.
Oh.
You've got as much room as you want,
mate. Oh, then it, wow.
Yeah.
Come on,
but,
man.
But apparently, there was an interview a while back or a rumor that he was up for this role, that it wasn't coming to like 2017, 2018. And Kevin Feige was like, look, we've got a role to tide you over until then. So they... That must have been Groot, like just
yes,
coming to
okay,
Groot.
Yeah,
and Black
yeah.
Bolt doesn't talk, so you know you could. Well,
yeah,
doesn't
you won't be like Groot and Black Bolt have the same voice.
Yeah.
How dare they? You're right. Yeah, Black Bolt doesn't talk at all. So,
so yeah, it's penned by Joel Robert Cole, who I don't know much about, and they're gearing up to find a director. So very exciting. If, now that the Guardians is out in the success, they could probably, you know, they're going to do a whole lot of left to center stuff, which
yeah.
is good.
By that, you mean in space?
Yes.
Great.
In space, and not only that, but not having to rely on paying Robert Downey Jr. $100 million every time he does something.
That's true, yeah.
So, yeah.
Who do you think... Do you feel that they're angling for somebody to be the new Robert Downey Jr.? But they get to pay less? Is it Chris Pratt?
I'd say it's Chris Pratt, yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, eventually he'd have to... Oh, they'd probably be smart where they give him the contract at the start, which stays like a relatively reasonable salary.
Yeah.
Because Robert Downey Jr. was the first on board, so he has the best salary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does he have one of those weird trick loophole salaries like Harrison Ford did for the Star Wars films?
Where like he gets a percentage or
he gets a percentage of the gross, or whatever it is.
Because he got a percentage of Iron Man 3 and the Avengers.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think Iron Man 3 earned like $50 million or something.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Something like, I'm not sure exactly, but it's something ridiculous.
Yeah. But you've got to be very careful there. Because if you get a percentage of the gross, that's massive.
Yeah.
But if you get it's David Prowse.
It is David Prowse.
Who's like... You'll get a percentage, but it's a percentage of the net after we take away costs or whatever.
Marketing and
so they've done weird tax trickery for the past several decades. So they're like, we've been running a loss. Sorry, man.
Sorry, Prowse.
Look, we keep...
We're real proused of your work.
Yeah, but... That's good.
Thank you.
We'll... We haven't made any money on these Star Wars films, technically, so we can't pay you anything.
That's a shame.
But if we do make any money, we'll keep you apprised of the situation.
So, yeah, that's exciting, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
David Prowse not earning any money and the Inhumans.
Both of those things.
Great news.
Mm-hmm.
Two competing Aquaman squids. Yes.
That's the plot of the first Aquaman film. Two competing squids.
Competing for his affections.
They're in a running race. Okay, there are two scripts.
Yeah, one is by...
Are they both by two people I've never heard of?
I can give you the work that they've done,
okay,
so that
great.
Will help. But basically, the best one will become the Aquaman movie. That is the rumor.
That's not true, though.
It might be the
worst one becomes.
Oh, yeah, oh, right.
Who's to know, right?
So you're not doubting the rumor, you're doubting that the best one.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Will Beale is doing one. He did Gangster Squad. Remember that really well-cast movie that nobody saw?
Yeah, I remember that. Was Shia LaBeouf in that one? Was that... There were two gangster
films. Yeah, there
films.
Was another one. I know what you're talking... Maybe he was in that one. That one had, like, Josh Brolin and and Sean Penn in weird makeup, weird prosthetics, and Ryan Gosling, all of these guys. And the other one is Kurt Johnstad of 300, Rise of an Empire.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, fine.
Whatever.
Again, like 300, it wasn't great. It was, in fact, bad, but it was oddly progressive. Some of it was fine.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Had that weird sex scene.
Yeah, great.
So, yeah.
Gangster Squad had Sean Penn and Ryan Gosling in it.
Yeah, okay. The Goose.
Yeah, all right.
And Josh Brolin?
Giovanni Ribisi, that's who you're
thinking
of.
He's good.
Yeah. Are you thinking of Holt McCallany?
I am.
Yeah. Oh, no, Josh Brolin is in it. All right.
I did it.
You did it.
All right. Star Wars, Mason.
Is there Star Wars news?
You know there is.
Yeah, I know there is.
I can give you a bit of a plot synopsis, minor spoilers if this turns out to be true, Mason, for you. So just cover your ears.
I'll block my ears. La 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 la. Continue. La 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 la.
Search for Luke Skywalker. Okay, so basically, if you heard the rumor that the movie starts with on Tatooine or a planet where Luke Skywalker's severed hand clutching a lightsaber burns through the atmosphere and they find it and they're like, what's this?
No,
I've
not heard that.
And they go and look for Luke Skywalker.
No.
I hope that's not true.
Yeah. How did it get through the atmosphere?
It's metal. Metal.
No, but it's his hand from Empire Strikes Back, right?
No, yeah, good point. Well, it might be his other hand. Maybe
he's lost another hand. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay, sure. He was on a spaceship and something went down the garbage disposal. He dropped his lightsaber down the garbage disposal. Like, well, I'll get that. Nothing can happen with my metal hand. And then, you're right.
And then the search is on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that sounds real dumb.
So yeah, well, it might not be true, but then Daisy Ridley and John Boyega, they go after him. And apparently John Boyega might be a stormtrooper. You saw that concept art of the stormtrooper helmet?
Yeah, it's more streamlined.
It's still kind of retro, but still kind of, it's clearly identifiable as a stormtrooper helmet.
It's like how cars from the 70s, the modern day cars are much, like, more streamlined.
Yeah.
Than cars from the 70s.
Very good point.
It's exactly like
that.
So, hang on. So where is the arm landing in this?
Like, I think it's Tatooine or another desertish kind of planet. Yeah. The Sahara Desert.
All right. Okay.
I mean, this is a rumor, but you know, at the start of every Star Wars movie, all the good Star Wars movies, which is all of them, no exceptions.
Okay, fine.
There's a
if it'll get this done quicker, continue.
There's a giant ship that flies overhead.
Yep.
And that's like starts it off.
Uh-huh.
That's the hand is going to start it off.
Wow.
That sounds to me a lot like, do you remember at the start of, well, I think most of the Indiana Jones movies, it starts with the Paramount logo, then it fades to like a real mountain.
Yep.
But in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Paramount logo fades to a molehill.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay.
I mean, not to draw that comparison because that is unfair.
Yeah, what is it?
But hey, you saw the Han Solo concept art for his new digs?
Yeah.
He's got his sweet winter wear.
He's got a little fur-lined hood, yeah.
It's very much like the one from
Hoth,
yeah, yeah. Mm. And the other one with the long trench coat.
More Jedi-ish.
Yeah. That coat one I've seen like concept art or fan art from a few years ago, which is very close to that.
Okay.
So I'm not saying they stole it, but he also wore a coat.
A case could be made, is what he's saying.
He also wore a coat in Return of the Jedi.
He's worn all sorts of coats and vests. I don't want to nail him down to a particular aesthetic.
I want to talk about clothes as well when we get to the Expendables. And the
me too. Actually, me too. Now that you mention it, I hadn't written it down, but boy, do I. Okay, good. Yes. There's one scene. There's one sequence in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Boy, that was my favorite bit.
Also, so Han Solo and Chewbacca will be piloting like a big kind of Imperial style ship,
mm-hmm.
And another guy called, you know, Oscar Isaacs, the actor.
Yes,
he's got the Millennium Falcon for whatever reason,
okay.
And he's kind of like the Lando, except not black, but he has a cape, so he is like Lando.
He's like Lando, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's also we saw pictures of the villain, the Inquisitor.
We saw a blurry picture in the dark.
And he's holding the broken Darth Vader helmet.
Yeah, okay,
which is cool, I guess.
Hey, this just fell out of space. What do I do with it?
Quest?
Yep.
So they're like a Sith task force. There's an Inquisitor in the Star Wars Rebels series.
Yep, uh-huh.
And they're kind of like, I don't know, they're kind of the errand boys for the Sith.
Right.
But the story is...
But they don't have Sith power.
No, they've got a little bit.
Okay, right.
So yeah, enough.
Okay,
enough.
Sure.
They could, you know, burn out someone's eyes or whatever.
Okay.
And the story is that Luke Skywalker has been missing for like 30 years because they captured him after Return of the Jedi and had just been holding him hostage.
Interesting, okay.
For 30 years, so yeah. Mm. Do you reckon he'd be cool with that or do you reckon he'd be... grizzled.
Probably uncool with that. Yeah. That is an interesting way to erase all the expanded universe.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, what he was doing for the last 30 years, doing this and marrying this woman and falling in love and having these kids and starting this Jedi Academy and doing all this stuff. You know what he's doing? Nothing. Just in like, he was in like a 6-foot by 6-foot cell.
Without a hand.
Yeah, without a, no hand.
So yeah, so that's interesting.
That's
I guess.
A kick in the balls, I
yeah,
think, for
boy,
everyone,
is it? Yeah.
Everyone who wrote one of those
he
books,
was like,
comic books.
I've done it. I did it. And then he didn't do it. Okay. Well, he did still do it, but then he was...
So busted. This is rumor?
This is rumor.
Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. People are not going to be happy about that.
No. And also...
Who will they be? Maybe it'll be good. I should probably stop being so negative
least,
about
look,
this.
If this is true...
I mean...
At least
I mean,
different.
Four out of those six movies are terrible, but...
at least it's different,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Also, because the Inquisitors kind of work for Darth Vader or whatever, as I mentioned, there's one in Star Wars Rebels. It might be the same guy. It probably isn't. That... There's going to be flashbacks with Darth Vader.
Okay, sure.
Which is a good way to bring him back in if you want to bring him back in. And Billy Lord, who's Carrie Fisher's daughter, will be playing young Princess Leia. That is the rumor.
There you go. Okay.
So, yeah.
Is there any resemblance? I'll look it up and I'll tell you in a second. But let's talk in the meantime.
They look enough like each other.
Okay, great.
Doesn't matter.
No, you're right, it doesn't. Yeah. And we'll do weird CGI de-aging, it'll be fine.
Exactly. Everybody's favourite FX effect. Mm. Remember the show FX with one of the Daddos?
And Brian Brown, yes,
Brian
I do.
Brown. Was that the movie and then there was a spin-off TV
yes,
show?
Yes, absolutely, there was.
He used special effects to fight crime, correct?
Yes, he did, yes. Yeah. Prosthetics, robot arms, all sorts.
Cars that flip?
I don't think there was the budget for cars that flipped.
Mm. Yeah. Fantastic.
It was, wasn't it?
You got the old picture?
No. Oh. No, I don't. I think I misspelled it. I came
up... L-O-U-R-D. The water went down the wrong way.
Billy Lauder?
It's down the wrong way.
No, I get it.
Why aren't you helping me?
Well, what can I do?
Hey, good point.
I mean, there's a stomach pump just there, but it's, I don't know how it works. It's yours.
L-O-U-R-D, yeah. B-E-L-L-I-E, L-O-U-R-D.
Okay.
Something Carrie Fisher's daughter. We'll just...
I won't. I will not. Don't tell me what to do. Oh, yeah, she looks close enough. She's a human female.
She looks like a girl.
Yeah.
So that's fine. All those things
that
sound...
That was worth dicking around on the internet sure for a was. Second.
Sure was. Yeah, so we like Star Wars, don't we?
Yeah.
And boy, are we looking forward to it. But not as much as we're looking forward to this, Mason.
I'm ready.
Bad Boys 3 is still in the pipeline.
Right.
Martin Lawrence, he says it's real, they're working on the script, it's getting close, and it all looks good. I don't think it would look good, but I believe the rest of the things that he said.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like Bad Boys 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very good, is it?
No, do a lot of people like Bad Boys 1? I think quite like Bad Boys 1.
In
the 90s.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Wow.
But in my Expendables review, I was like, What's your favorite action movie? And I think somebody said Bad Boys 2.
Okay.
So yeah, people like... Look, it's got some good action sequences.
There's a sequence they're both in the house and people are shooting at him.
Yep.
And they're like, how do we get out of this house? People are shooting at us, you know? And there's the bits where Will Smith's character is really cool all the time and never gets a comeuppance for being cool.
And rich.
And then Martin Lawrence is just a real dumb jerk the whole time and he never gets redeemed anyway.
And Will Smith dates his daughter?
Probably, yeah.
Is that one?
Yeah, maybe.
No, maybe that's not true. But now it's got to the point where they're both kind of the old... Because Will Smith was the young and cool guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not anymore, though.
No.
You need to get in your Jaden Smiths.
Oh, absolutely, definitely, yeah. We'll do that. Did you know... You know how... Well, you haven't seen the first one, but Bad Boys 1 and 2 both open with like a plane flying by over the big Miami sign, like the big Hollywood-esque...
Okay, no, I didn't know that.
There's no Miami sign. It doesn't really exist. It was just made up. It was just built for those movies. And there's another film as well that opens with it.
Same universe?
Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
Is it Soldier with Kurt Russell?
Yeah, it's Soldier with Kurt Russell, yeah.
Which also intersects with...
Space Miami.
Yes.
But, yeah, so I guess there's no way to show that somebody is in Miami except to have a big sign that says Miami.
What is a big, like, Miami... I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people from Miami would be like, it's this thing or whatever.
Right.
But like what's a melt?
It's this, maybe it's like a signature dish. So they should just open on like a street vendor. Like, bam, 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 bam. And then it's just like zooming in and out on like a big dish or some sort of stew on the street.
Like a stew, I don't know, like an ocean kind of stew. They're near Miami's on the water, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. What's a Melbourne kind of thing that you could be like?
Bam, 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 bam. Just those pie shops that are open 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
Just open on one of those.
I think they're everywhere, though.
Yeah.
I think they got them in London.
The Yarra River.
That brown river.
Yeah, that really gross river.
That's everywhere that all the roads intersect with.
Yes. Oh, you want a famous landmark.
Yeah.
Of Melbourne.
Flinders Street Station?
Oh, no. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Shops that look like they're from Europe.
Yeah, okay, good. But they're staffed by disaffected... Hipster youth.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, we've nailed it. That's what it's going to open
on. Absolutely.
Bam, 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 bam. Oh, what do you want? Bam, 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 bam. Yeah.
That's dead on.
Mm.
Timur Bekmambetov.
Is he the guy that did Wanted?
Yes, and he's also the
nailed guy. Nailed it. Yeah. I got one.
He did also Night Watch, Day Watch.
Ugh.
Those weird Russian movies about the guy who doesn't turn into a bear.
Even though his name's The Bear or something.
And he always talks about how he can turn into a
bear.
And
at no point of those 4 hours does he ever turn into a bear. You're right.
Yeah.
They're based on a book series.
Are they?
I don't think he turns into a bear in those either.
You read them?
No. They're in Russian.
Good point.
Yeah. And I'm so busy. Always rushing around.
Nice work.
Thank you. I'm sure I've used that before. I'm sure. Every time anything Russian is mentioned.
There's a good way to get people with, like, Russian food. Be like, it's hard to eat Russian food. It's hard to find it. There's always Russian around.
Great.
Yeah. Good. I used that on a date once.
How'd that go?
We're not together.
Right, yeah.
Ben-Hur. He's doing a remake of Ben-Hur.
Okay.
Did you see the original Ben-Hur?
Not all of it.
It's mostly known for people dying horrifically in that chariot race.
Yeah, and at one point, isn't there like a red convertible that zooms by?
Oh yeah, there is too. And Charlton Heston's wearing a wristwatch. But I think I don't think that's a mistake. I think he's just like, I'm not taking it off.
Yeah, yeah, I'm Charlton Heston.
I don't do accents. I shout and I wear wristwatch.
I want to know what the time
don't
is.
Don't move my car.
Yeah. It's that red convertible. In fact, actually, it needs a bit of a spin. So if you could just get it going during the chariot race, that'd be fine. He'd be like, look, I need to play golf at like 4 o'clock, so I'm not taking this watch off because I need to know what time
that's
it is.
Right,
I'm leaving at 3:50.
I don't trust anybody to tell me it's 4 o'clock. Yeah.
So, but it's known just for that chariot race, pretty much.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, pretty much.
So I feel they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't, because you can't be, even if you look at that chariot race now and it's not that impressive. Then
I remember seeing it when I was 14 and being impressed.
Okay, well, there you go. And 14-year-olds are not impressed by a lot. So, okay, no. Maybe it's pretty good. But there's no way you can beat that.
No, not like, with CG. Unless you really did it.
Unless you really did it,
and
exactly.
People really died again.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah. How about this for a leading man?
We should do an episode on famous, horrific accidental deaths. Let's not do that.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
We could really do it at... That's tempting, actually.
No, let's not. We'll put it on the back burner.
Okay,
we'll put it on the
cool.
back burner. Yeah.
Transformers 3.
Oh, actually, talking about odd stuff. And have you seen that? It's a picture of Downton Abbey, and there's like a water bottle sitting. It's like the two people from Downton Abbey at their mantelpiece, and there's just like a bottle of water sitting on the mantelpiece. It's like a plastic,
like
recyclable
an
NBR bottle.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen
okay,
it. Never seen that show either.
It's okay.
I heard there's a lot of dramas. Have you seen the Australian version? It's called A Place to Call Home.
I've not seen that. Why would I have seen that?
Good point. Leading man though, Tom Hiddleston.
Oh yes.
He's good.
Yep, absolutely.
He'd make a good Ben-Hur. Mm. And also, I think Tom Hiddleston is actually an actor as opposed to Charlton Heston, who just yells and fires guns into the air.
Exactly, yeah.
In both real life and in movies, even period pieces.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to see him doing like being something really successful that's not a Marvel movie.
Right, yeah, that'd be
so
good, actually.
If that was...
Yeah, yeah. But he still seems to be sort of being funneled into like period piece swords and sandals and what have you. I mean, magic or no magic.
Well, he's one of those guys, yeah. There's certain actors that aren't suited to certain eras. Like, you wouldn't see Bruce Willis in a period piece movie because it's weird.
Uh-huh.
There's that Jason Statham one where the name of the king or something, where he's in... Like...
Oh, yeah, the Irva Bowl film.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Which doesn't work because, like, certain actors only work in certain time periods.
Mm, yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know if he works in the modern day.
Hiddleston.
Mm. Yeah. He's too regal.
He is too regal,
I mean,
yeah.
Even though obviously Marvel's set in the model
right.
modern day, but, yeah, anyway. Exciting times.
Yeah, cool. Great.
Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ant-Man rumors, Mason.
Okay, I'm ready.
There's
Edgar Wright's back in.
No.
Oh. All right.
Do you want me to skip this then?
Yeah. No, let's hear
it. A bit of a doubter.
I want to hear it.
Peggy Carter and Howard Stark are rumored to return in Ant-Man in the flashback sequence. Because, you know, Michael Douglas is the original Ant-Man.
Yes.
So, you know, it's set in the 70s. You'd put a section in the 70s. You have those guys turn up. That'd be cool.
Okay, yeah.
Cool with that?
Why, Dominic Cooper?
Yeah.
Is he Howard Stark?
Yeah.
Okay. When did he die in the Marvel?
He died maybe in the 70s, maybe in the 80s. No, probably more in the 80s.
Okay, yeah, that makes more
early
sense.
Early 80s,
I'd probably
say.
In a Lamborghini.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Sure.
I'm on board with that.
Also with, what's his name? Robert Redford's character from...
Pierce
Morgan.
Yeah, Alexander Pierce.
Yes.
Yes.
Who's Pierce Morgan?
He is some sort of...
He's a British
commentator.
Guy.
Like, he's like maybe a Fox News commentator, I think.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
We got political all of a sudden there.
We did.
We're out of our depth. Quick.
We promised never again.
Ah.
So, yeah. Also, Sam H. wrote in, and apparently she's going to be, they're going to work her into the Avengers Age of Ultron.
Peggy Carter.
Yeah. Which would be cool, because I like that actress.
Uh-huh.
But he said maybe they could de-age her with the time gem and just have her come back.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think she's a better love interest than who they introduced in...
Agent 13, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, I mean, they didn't develop that at all, so maybe that's why. But I don't know, I like those two. They got good chemistry.
Yeah, totally,
so,
you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd like to see them get together in real life.
Oh, cool. That's lovely. Yeah.
They could use that Russian joke that people are so fond of.
Absolutely.
Guardians of Galaxy news, Mason.
Mm-hmm. Sequel's off. Look, we had a look at the tracking and we decided it's not worth it. So
nah, we can't be
off.
Bothered. We're busy.
Yep.
But Peter Quill, apparently, his father will not be who he is in the comics.
Okay.
So that's according to the director.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
In the comics, he's a boring rich guy.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
That's right. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. And again, a la Iron Man, it's not the kind of franchise where you have to stick 100% to the source material.
Until you get a few movies in, then people know the source material.
Then people
material.
Know, yeah.
Then they'll real, come after
then they
you.
They get real angry.
Guns
yeah.
blazing.
Mm-hmm.
The Power Rangers movie has a release date, officially.
Have we talked about this before, or is this... Should I know about this?
Nah, well, no. You know, okay, good. It's not required knowledge.
Good.
But...
Thank you.
Although I think it is in the new version of Trivial Pursuit. They put that question in.
All right.
Mm. But anyway...
Did you know there was a my new Power Rangers movie coming out? Oh, dun, 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 dun. That's the time ticking away. Dun, dun, I'm sweating. Dun, 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 dun. Yes. Ding.
Correct.
Yes.
Power Rangers due out. They gave a release date of July 22nd, 2016.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be based on the story by Robert Orci, who...
Star Trek?
Yeah, who everybody hates. But he's also directing Star Trek 3. Mm. Into darkness more. Oh, get into darkness, my friends.
Get in the bloody darkness. Get in there, you mongrel.
Yeah, you cool with that? Wasn't really my era. I mean, I was still a kid when it came out. But
I'll watch
it. I didn't care for it.
You know, Pacific Rim did all right.
Yep.
I'll watch it.
You like robots?
Yeah. I love robots.
You like...
I love people Zords? Teaming up. I love swords.
No, Zords.
Oh.
They're called Power Zords.
Oh, know? I guess I'm okay with Zords.
Yeah, okay, good.
If I could pick Zords or swords, probably... Oh, actually... I think it might be Zords.
You'd have to have a Zord without a sword. You can have an axe.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. I have
okay,
a Zord.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Do we know any of the... I was going to say stars, but I'm going to put that in quotes. Do we know any of the stars attached?
Not yet, but I believe it's set in the same universe as the others.
Okay.
So...
Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
Great.
Just a group of teens at Angel Grove High, you know? That was the name of the school. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know the Blue Ranger from that? I can't remember what his name is, so forgive me. For that, Mason.
Okay. Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
The Blue Ranger.
He was in this show for quite a few seasons. He started off as kind of the nerd one, and then he got better at karate.
Oh, right, yep.
He was a very popular character, and he's come back a few times. But in real life, he's gay.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, like, a lot of people on set, I don't know whether it was producers or directors, or not the other stars, but he was just, like, harassed.
Ugh.
Like, constantly.
Wow.
So, yeah. Put that in your movie. Be true to real life. Be true to your roots, you bloody... Homophobes, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
weird.
For him. I know, right?
And that's weird that it's Hollywood. Like, what weird section of... Like, surely Hollywood is very LGBT, etc. friendly.
Yeah.
Like, why is that this weird one corner of Hollywood? They're like, you know what? Rules don't apply here.
I don't know.
I don't like
I
it.
I can't explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah. I hope he's all right.
Yep.
Seemed like a good dude. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mason.
Yes?
Before we get into the greatest movie of all time.
Okay.
William McDonald donated $20 to our Weekly Planet.
Oh, good man. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, we really appreciate it on the weeklybandcamp.bandcamp.credit.
Maybe start again.
Weekly Bandcamp.
No.
Like, bandcamp.com.
No. Wait.
Isn't that it?
Isn't it the weeklyplanet.bandcamp.com?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, great.
Why do they put it at the start? Then they put it at the end.
I don't know.
Anyway, we thank you, William McDonald.
We do. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Really, really appreciate it. And thank you to those who have been going to the Reddit.
Yeah, we've got
the Reddit's
Reddit.
Been kicked off. We checked it out.
We did check it out.
It's totally amazing.
I'm going to sign up to Reddit because I'm technologically savvy.
That's
looks fun. There is both a Threat and Mason thread, which I appreciate a lot, and also murder threats for Nick and or James.
Yeah, yeah.
So I this has gone beyond my wildest dreams already. Not one, but two threats to murder me threads, which is great.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Also, there's a good place to put show ideas and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so, yeah
totally.
Check
it
out. Weekly, was it reddit.com?
It's reddit.com/r/weeklyplanetpodcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There's episode discussions and all sorts of stuff. And I don't know. I think that'd be a good place to post a bunch of stuff. So then there can be like some interaction.
You
and
can put up your little videos.
I can put up my little videos.
Yeah.
And there's a... It's as opposed to people... We get a lot of emails. As you checked the emails this week, didn't you?
Yes.
There's a lot,
yes.
right?
Uh-huh.
And we get so many good ones. And... Like, legitimately good ones that we just never get to or never respond to.
Uh-huh.
So I feel really, really bad. So
yeah.
This is a good place to kind of...
I have, and I don't know if you have, I have what I call the double leg break pile, which is all the movies and TV shows and books and comics or whatever that I'll get to. Like, the only way I can get to them is if I break both my legs in some sort of accident. I can't do anything else.
Sure.
The
in a Harrison Ford-esque accident.
Yes, exactly. The door falls on both my legs. I do it myself to get out of being in Star Wars Episode 7. But the Weekly Planet emails have been added to that pile.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to get to all of them,
There's like a few thousand.
There's
now,
a lot.
I think, plus. I can't remember exactly. So yeah. Mm. But we'll get to a few of the letters that I've picked out at random later, Mason.
Okay, great.
So yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Let's talk about The Expendables 3.
Okay.
Now, I know every week we say we should probably do a non-spoiler section.
Yep.
And then usually we say this movie can't be spoiled.
Yes.
But this movie can literally not be spoiled.
No.
Do you think this movie is spoiler-proof, can we?
Yeah, I think it is. It's...
So sorry if we spoil this for you, but
yep.
Who cares?
Look, if you're a big enough fan that you're gonna see, you've probably seen it by now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's been
exactly.
Out a couple of days.
Couple of days. Yeah, yeah. Well, at least. Mm-hmm. Friday or Thursday, I think, in the States or whatever, whenever it came out. So look, people also, as I mentioned, don't want us to talk about this.
Yeah, so
we could break this up by, we'll talk about this and then we'll talk about some of the main stars and their best and worst action movies. What
yes.
do you think?
Yeah, we can intersperse that or whatever.
Absolutely.
Also, when we get to each character, sure, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Now, I didn't see the last two Expendables.
Neither did I.
But I get it.
Yeah, I get it too.
I've seen the trailers.
We understand that it's all the people you love. More so than your actual loved ones.
Some of them, though, it's like Randy Coulter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are they...
I guess if you're a love wrestler, he's a wrestler, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I guess...
But like...
Boy, this is going to be weird. This is going to be a weird discussion.
But like, there's a few in there that it's like, that's padding, right?
Definitely, yes.
Like,
are we going to talk... Do you mean all the Expendables?
In all of the Expendables movies.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Who's the guy who gets shot up in this one? The guy... The only
Terry
one
Crews.
Terry Crews. And I think Terry Crews is great.
Yes.
But he's not... I can't name, like, 2 Terry Crews action movies.
No. Expendables 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
No, he's great in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, he is.
He's the tough, lovable sergeant in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
If we're talking about best and worst stuff... He's great in that.
He
yeah.
absolutely
yeah.
is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very funny, very muscular.
Yeah.
He was also in that show Everybody Hates Chris, which is not as good as it should be.
Oh, that's a shame.
But hey, there you go.
But yeah, he is a little... He's not a famous guy. He is padding. You're absolutely
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what did you think of the movie in general?
It's not very good, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not... I felt myself in the theatre reaching for my phone a lot of times. And
yep,
I'm like,
sure.
Oh, I can't do it. It's bad form.
Absolutely.
I kind of want to do something else, but it's bad form.
It's one of those
form.
Things. It's definitely, if you're
going to... And then I realize I'm being distracted, and then I realize I've sort of lost the plot thread, and I would go back, and I haven't missed anything.
I took a quote from that movie, which I then put in my review,
uh-huh.
and I attributed it to the wrong person because I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
Who's okay in this?
Yep.
But he's only really in it at the start, sort of.
Yeah.
That opening action sequence is fine. With the train and whatever?
I felt, action-wise, there were moments that were excellent.
Yep.
There were some very, like, 2-minute sections that were excellent.
Yeah.
And the rest was quite bad and generic and terrible.
And crap?
Yes, those things. The first, because we're spoiling this, who cares? Right, yeah. At the end, that last action sequence, it's Antonio Banderas and Ronda Rousey and a couple other people, and it's this quite well choreographed sort of shootout sequence.
Sure.
And there's some great stuff happening in that 2 minutes. 2-3 minutes?
Yep.
Like, there's all people running around this building and shooting and what have you.
Yeah.
And I would say it's quite excellent. But everything leading up to that was really generic and terrible.
Yep.
And then the fight sequence with Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone after that is also terrible.
What is
so
that?
So there was, I feel that they were like, you know what, we've got this action sequence, going to be great. And they put a lot of work into it.
Yep.
And then the rest, they're like, okay, well, we have to get to that point. Okay, we'll just have all the Expendables run and shoot, and there'll be 50 guys in between them,
yep,
who, for some reason, are not prepared for that at all, and will just go down like sacks of manure, right?
Yep, absolutely. Mm. And that now, I mean, I know we're skipping ahead, but that fight at the end, just a toothless, boring,
yes,
generic, nothing affair. Well, apparently as well, a lot of the, this was cut from a PG-13.
Oh, right, okay.
So maybe there was a bit when he impaled him on something that they cut out or whatever. I don't know. But it just ended with him picking up a gun and just like shooting him like 4 times.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mel Gibson's like, you got me. We were Expendables. You don't know.
Now,
he did a speech.
Was Mel Gibson in the first Expendables film?
Because he was being racist. Do you remember? He was being really racist.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh, that's right. But so the weird thing about this is the premise of the film is that Sylvester Stallone's got these Expendables guys. And that Mel Gibson's character used to be in the original.
He started with the Expendables.
He started in the original Expendables.
Yeah.
And then he left because they had some sort of...
And Stallone shot him.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because he said it, but he was wearing a vest and whatever.
Right. So...
And then for some reason, for like 20 years, nobody saw this guy at
right,
all.
Right, exactly. But we never see that. It's all exposition.
Yeah.
We never see a flashback when Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone are in the Expendables fighting together and being a team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, so when we go, okay, now they're the bitterest of arch nemesis because of
Nemesi.
This. Yeah, because of this reason.
Mm.
Who cares? Why are we...
Yeah, you're right.
Mm.
I noticed there's 2 points in this film where Stallone could have killed him quite yep. easily. The first time he sees him, his name's Stonebacker or Stonebreaker. I don't know what his name is. But he sees him, he's like, that's fucking Mel Gibson. And he yells out his name.
Yep.
And then Mel Gibson turns around and then he starts shooting at him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just shoot at him and then be like, that's that guy.
Right, right, yeah.
I had to shoot him just quickly, but now I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And then
yeah.
there's a bit later where Mel Gibson, he could have shot Mel Gibson again.
Where they're in the building, they kill the lights.
They kill the lights!
Yeah, exactly. Here's the thing about that, because at that point, Kelsey Grammer, who's in this.
Famous action star, Kelsey
oh,
Grammer.
Oh, no, actually, Kelsey Grammer's... Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Wants Sylvester Stallone to get Mel... We'll just use real names. Wants to get Mel Gibson to The Hague to try him for war crimes.
Yeah.
Because he sells arms, he's an arms dealer, whatever. Yeah.
In Surely, paintings.
Yeah, he puts him in paintings, exactly.
I love how they explain that in one line.
Yeah.
It's great. But anyway, go on.
So he needs to get him to The Hague, and his best plan is kill the lights, then shoot some of the people around him, and then let him escape. And surely, if you've got one shot at one guy, you don't shoot the people around him. You shoot him with like a tranquilizer dart.
Yeah.
He goes down, you kill the lights so nobody can retrieve him.
Yeah.
And then
it's chaos.
Yeah. And then
night vision. Go kill in there, everyone. Get
it, yeah. Why are we better at being the Expendables than they
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Mm. But what's weird about
it? So why is Jason Statham in the Expendables?
Well, that's another thing. Because they're like, oh, this young crew's taken over. Jason Statham is, I looked up his age.
Yeah.
He is 40? Maybe by a year or so, but he's closer to Callum Lutz's age.
Right.
And the other guys than he is to Stallone.
Right.
The other thing is, if you go into these movies, you want to see Couture or whatever his name
yeah,
is,
yeah.
Randy Couture and Statham and Jet Li and whatever. Why do they then swap out the cast about 2/3 in? No, not even, 1/3 in. You've got this whole other action sequence with these people who, most of which cannot act, right?
Mm, yeah.
And aren't that engaging. I would say Ronda Rousey, is that her name?
Yep.
She probably comes off the best.
Yeah.
Because she's an MMA fighter, is that right? Or something
She is the currently undefeated bantamweight champion.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
it's like
good.
10 wins, 0 losses.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
You should watch some of those videos. They're brutal. Like she wins by armbar, which is where you lock somebody's arm down.
Yeah.
And like they got 2 options, tap out or she'll snap your arm. And so she'll have it in the armbar and it's like bending like unnaturally far. And the the opponent is not tapping out. And she looks over at the ref like, huh? Huh? Come on. Huh? And he's like, can't do anything until somebody like taps. And she's like, fine. And she just sort of bends it further. And it's like really, really cracking. And she's like, come on. This is...
You made me do
it. You're making me do this. I don't... But yeah, she's the best there is.
Yeah.
Evidently. But,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, and I think...
And charming in her way, but underused. Everybody in this is really underused.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Dolph Lundgren, underused.
Yeah.
Or used just the right amount.
Were they attempting to give everybody personalities in this?
I think so.
Lundgren's,
but I think
Lundgren's got a drinking problem.
Yeah,
that's
that's
his personality.
I think that stems from the last one, though. I think a lot of them are like... It's like you're supposed to know that... If you haven't seen them, you know that Statham and Stallone are good friends or whatever.
Right. Those sons of bitches. You son of a bitch.
But like...
Are we giving this an unfair shot because we haven't seen the previous two?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Maybe we should...
Every Expendables film is somebody's first Expendables film.
Exactly.
So if they can't make it entertaining...
Also, a lot of people are saying that this is the worst one.
No, you're saying that...
This
is the best one.
Some of the best one in terms of... Not the... The bloodlessness.
Right.
Like, the villain is apparently the best.
Wow.
And some of the action sequences are the best.
That cannot be right.
I mean, Mel Gibson, there's that scene where he's in the van and he's, like, threatening. That's kind of interesting. Where he's like, you made me feel like this and now I'm going to kill you.
He's very cartoony.
Yeah,
like, sure. There's that bit where they've wired the building to explode. They've wired the building and he's like, I've set this explosions and you try to can't escape. I'll give you 45 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're all, Stallone's giving everybody a pep talk on camera. And Mel Gibson's like, oh, okay. Why? Just trigger the explosives.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a weird explosive setup he's got. It's timed, but it's also on some sort of signal.
Yeah.
Like, so it's on a timer, but you can block the timer using your electronic wristwatch.
And apparently if you just fire into the building with like rockets and like tanks and machine guns, then you won't hit any of the explosives, I guess.
No, that's right.
I don't know, man. Mm. I mean, and they would know going into that building that something's up. Like, why would they all end up converging on the one room? Like, you know he's waiting for you.
Right.
Like, he's not just going to... Oh, I don't know, man. Mm. But the point is, what I was trying to get at, why, if you're going to see all these iconic... action stars. Schwarzenegger's in, I forgot.
Yeah.
Barely used.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who cares? Whatever. You don't want to see them swap out for nobody, and for the purpose of Stallone doesn't want to get his old crew killed. He's Terry Crews killed.
Right.
But he knows that that's his job. Why is he suddenly like, oh, I didn't know people could get hurt in this game? You run into war zone. Like,
yeah.
How do you not know
you're
this?
You're in the Expendables.
Exactly. It's in the name. And only that, you get that crew, you hire that crew because you don't care about them.
Yep.
Then they get captured. Just leave them.
Yeah.
Because that was the purpose.
Yeah. You don't like them.
Yeah, that's
like,
right. You don't know them.
Right.
Anyway.
It's inexplicable. Yeah.
I mean, I guess the point of that was to show, you know, the old guy still got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what? You don't got it because it's boring. You got to do something better than this. It's a shitty homage to like the 80s and 90s action movies.
Yeah.
That's more reliant on the fact that, oh, you know these guys. Look, Schwarzenegger said that line. He said, get to the chopper. Do you get it?
He got two chopper
He
lines.
Did, got, he did
He's
get two chopper.
He had get to the chopper and he said something else
about
a chopper.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was look out for the chopper.
Yeah.
Why two chopper lines?
I don't know.
Do you think maybe they put in a whole bunch? Like, you know what would have been good?
Mm.
If one character just spoke in lines from his other films.
Sure.
And I reckon Schwarzenegger would have been the perfect one.
Yeah.
Because he's been in so many films and so many iconic, you know, that are now cliched lines.
Yeah.
You contrive it so at no point does he say any original dialogue. And it's just, I'll be back and hasta la vista, baby.
Put that cookie down.
Yeah, exactly.
All those things.
All these classics.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So. Because it's not, it doesn't feel to me big enough to, like, there's not enough of like a knowing wink. As an action film goes, it's not brutal. It's not like a Bourne Identity film or whatever, like whatever the new version of that is, where people are getting horrifically killed, you know, in knife fights or whatever.
Yeah.
There are some knife fights, but they're bloodless knife fights. They're kind of...
I love how they run out of things for like people to have. So like, we just have two knife guys.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
But on the topic of that,
mm-hmm.
I attributed the line on the knife before Christmas to Jason Statham.
But it's actually...
But it's the other guy.
Yeah.
And I remember afterwards being like, well, yeah, why would Jason Statham say that? And it was just because I just wasn't paying attention.
Right.
And they look completely different.
Yes,
and I still mixed it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't care.
No.
Because I don't care.
Mm.
But there is a line in The Expendables 2, and I've seen it in the trailer. So this is also why I thought this was real, where Jason Statham hits a guy with a knife and he says, "I now pronounce you man and knife."
Ha! See, that's great.
It is great.
These are movies that...
These bring down Jason Statham.
Yeah. These are movies maybe that are better as trailers.
Yeah, sure.
Like if they were Funny or Die parody trailers.
Absolutely. Because, you know, you see the trailer for this and you get all the action stars and they all walk out and line up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cool. Look at all those guys.
Yep.
But,
yeah, exactly.
Like you said, underused.
Yeah. Jet Li especially.
I think he was sick or something, but it was weird.
Okay.
But they peddle him out to just be like, isn't Jet Li short?
Yeah, totally.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But also,
and maybe gay, Donald Schwarzenegger.
And the thing is as well.
And he's a martial arts guy.
Exactly.
And he just fires a machine gun off a helicopter.
Yeah, that's right. If you're going to get him, use him properly or don't put him in at all.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also a scene.
Why not a Ronda Rousey, Jet Li, like, they team
double
up and they do martial arts.
You know,
yeah.
I remember in like Lethal Weapon, I think 4 it is, which isn't the best Lethal Weapon at all. But I think Danny Glover and...
Mel Gibson and Danny Glover versus Jet Li.
And
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And there's also a similar scene to that in one of the
Fast and
Furious
movies.
There's
that one where... I think that it started the move where Gibson pulls a gun on Jet Li, and Jet Li just pulls the slide off the top of the gun so he can't fire it.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Mm. That's cool. Mm. There's also a scene like that in the Fast and Furious movies where two guys get like their asses kicked by like a kung fu guy.
Yeah.
And it's really good because they're just like, you know, throwing everything at him and they're just like, something like that. Do something interesting or don't put Jet Li in. Get Jackie Chan or whatever. I don't know. Some other like, you know, renowned martial artist.
Yeah, yeah.
From like the 80s and
90s. And then Jackie Chan can be on the helicopter and another helicopter comes after him. And then like Jackie Chan could like swing a fridge door open. It's on the helicopter and hit the other helicopter. No?
Absolutely. Also, it's weird that they make so many Jet Li short jokes. Stallone is notoriously short, and he doesn't want people to know it for whatever
reason. Yeah.
It's okay. You can be short. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, because he wears lifts. And apparently, he's like 5'6 or whatever.
Okay, right.
It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
You're famous.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? So I don't know whether that's a thing to be like, well, he's even shorter than I am or whatever. Because, you know, Stallone started this whole thing anyway. I don't like Stallone. I don't like him.
Is it because he got busted for bringing human growth hormone into Australia?
That's exactly. You don't break laws in my country, Mason. Right. I just think he's completely not aware of what he is.
Right.
Or he's not aware enough to kind of capitalize on it in any good way. He thinks he's better than he is, and he hates on a lot of the other action or modern action stars.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he's like, well, we'll do it better or whatever. You don't do it better. You do it worse. Most of your movies are terrible. There are exceptions. I think the last Rocky movie was good. Rambo movie was good, but I think he's...
Demolition Man.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Demolition Man.
Yeah.
But I think he's completely unaware of his kind of standing and kind of
things,
which sounds kind of mean. Mm. But like, I feel like Schwarzenegger, on the other hand, knows exactly what he is and what he's good at, and he can... you know, spin a good yarn and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And even though he's terrible and he cheats on his wife and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I just feel like he's more kind of in tune with what he is and what he can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Do any of the jokes land?
But there were jokes? No, of course not.
None of them.
Oh, Knife Before Christmas.
Yeah. What about Antonio Banderas?
Ah. Oh.
I didn't hate that. I didn't hate him. I thought he was, you know, okay.
Look.
Got a lot of screen time.
He did, and he was good combat. We're talking the action sequences, he's part of the best one, probably, at the end.
Yeah.
But he's just, is he his Puss in Boots character?
Well, that's what I thought, that's what I put in my review, he is.
On cocaine, he's done a lot of cocaine.
Exactly.
Yeah. All
and he's, you know, he's, but why wouldn't you use the El Mariachi kind of,
yeah.
What would you play off of that?
That's a really good point.
Anyway, whatever.
Didn't even think of that.
Anyway, I don't know.
He's been so far away from that and just being Spy Kids and what have you and Puss in Boots.
Why not use his character from Ballistic X versus
Sever? Yes. Famously one of the worst movies ever until it was beaten by whatever, something that came out this year probably.
Driven with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, do you have any best lines aside from the Knife Before Christmas?
No, the chopper lines we've mentioned, so that would be great.
There's the tax fraud line.
Oh, yeah, Wesley
Snipes. It's not a joke, though, is it? It's a joke.
I mean, he did literally go to jail for...
For like 3 years, yeah.
That first opening sequence where they... That set a bad tone, I think, for the film.
Mm-hmm.
Where they go to rescue this guy off the train. First of all, why are all those guys just hanging out on top of a train?
Yep.
What's the point? Why are they all... They're just hanging out there. Like, the, some of them run to the top of the train.
Yes.
Once the alarm sounded.
Yes.
But there's like 10 guys just hanging out on the roof of a train. Seems windy for and
one,
uncomfortable.
For one guy.
For one guy,
that,
yeah.
That, the whole train is for one guy, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Otherwise, they killed a lot of prisoners.
They probably did, yeah.
And just prison
but
guys.
But those guys are more expendable. They're the more expendables. But yeah, and so the... and then Wesley Snipes wants to... blow up the prison facility for some reason. We don't know why. He's just a...
He's got, he looks at the general, the picture of the general, and he's like, oh, that's...
Right, so clearly that's an issue there.
I mean, but it's never explained.
But then they... the part where they crash the train into the building, there's the explosion, and then they're all in the helicopter, and it's flying away, and they're all like, yeah, fist pump. Yeah, that's so... People in my cinema were not like, yeah. But maybe people in regular cinemas were like, yeah, like everybody fist pumped at the same time. Maybe big fans of the Expendables were like, yeah, remember they did that last time? Fist pump.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, speaking of fist pumps, there were, I counted them, there were 3 fist bumps between Stallone and Statham.
Great.
I started a fist bump count. They did 2 early on,
yep,
and then they stopped, and then they did 1 at the end.
Yeah, because early on they're jovial and fun, and then things get serious, and then at the end we're back to fun again.
Yes,
fist bump.
Boy, are we.
This is going all over the place, but I don't care. It's just whatever thoughts come to me at the
Absolutely.
Time. Terry Crews' minigun is terrible because it's CGI'd. It's a fully CGI'd. I mean, the actual device, the prop itself is real.
Oh, but the bullets.
All the bullets and all the shell casing CGI.
I didn't notice
Awful.
That.
Awful. And if you've seen Captain America the Winter Soldier, I know you have.
Yes.
There's a sweet minigun in that. It's all real.
Oh, in the car?
No, in the... there's a chase sequence where... Captain America and Black Widow and Falcon are on the run. They're on a freeway.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier jumps on the car.
Oh,
and
that's
bunch,
right.
And a whole bunch of troops come up.
One
dude's on the roof of a truck and he's got a minigun and it's a car. It's a sweet old minigun.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Terminator 2,
sweet minigun.
Yeah.
No. Predator, sweet minigun. And clearly they've wanted to get fans of the minigun.
Yeah, but and even then it only went for like 9 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they made a joke about premature ejaculation or whatever.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
There was that joke where somebody said something about, oh, you don't last that long in the bedroom. Or Dolph Lundgren maybe said it or somebody said it. And everyone went, oh.
And everybody was like, hey, shut up, Dolph Lundgren. You haven't
You're
been in a film since Johnny Mnemonic. Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Now, these are just things I wanted to mention. I wasn't sure how to categorize them, so I'm just going to bring them up. I know you hate an unironic walk away from an explosion.
Yes.
But there was a bit where he walks away from the helicopter.
He just blows it up for no reason.
Yeah. Why?
Because
you can identify the helicopter, but even then, he killed everybody. They all died on that train.
You're right. Yep.
Parkour.
Oh, that's still happening, isn't it?
Yes.
I love how Wesley Snipes... Do you reckon Wesley was like...
There were 2. Wesley Snipes kind of did it, and Antonio Banderas does it.
Yeah.
As he comes down the...
Do you think they were out of touch and they insisted on it?
Absolutely.
Do you reckon there was there's a whiteboard in like the production offices, and you wrote your character down... And then you could pick from a list of attributes
what
you
they
wanted.
Can do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Knife guy.
Yeah.
Parkour. Minigun.
Minigun. Well, I wanted to mention this as well at the end. Everybody kind of has a moment when they show off their skills, which is an 80s throwback.
Yeah.
Callum Lutz.
They don't really, though. Callum Lutz a motocross guy? Is that why?
No, but he's like an action guy. But you know, at the start, they're like, he likes motorbikes and throwing fights
right.
for some reason
or
whatever.
Yeah.
And then he leaps the bike onto the thing or whatever. But the French guy. His moment is just like climbing a drain pipe.
Yeah, he does that for a long time.
They keep cutting back to it.
It's like for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the same drain pipe. It's like 6 feet of drain pipe.
But everybody else had just used the stairs, I guess. Like, why was that happening?
I'm
sure there was a good reason.
But his skill was computers. His skill was using wrist computer.
Oh, yeah, he did that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inexplicable wrist computer. Great.
I don't know.
But no, I also felt that nobody really got to... show their skills.
Okay, sure.
I felt it was all very generic, just shooting.
Yep.
And that was pretty... Like, everybody got in a line and ran and shot. And that was pretty much everything, right?
Yeah.
I do appreciate how contrived they... Like, clearly, they were like cross... People who like Expendables films like motocross stunts.
Yeah.
So we have to somehow contrive to get a motocross stunt in during the action sequence.
Yeah, sure.
Bike to building. Pretty great.
Yeah, that was all right, wasn't it?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Why? No.
No?
Not really. Why is there a ramp there?
It wasn't a ramp. It was
a
tail
on a
plate or
whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Don't like it.
He's lucky that didn't collapse and he was killed.
Exactly.
I mean, there was a lot of luck in this movie.
Boy, yeah.
Did you ever think that What's-His-Name was going to die, though?
I didn't think anybody was going to die.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because as soon as I saw him alive on the plane, I'm like, well, he's alive forever.
I thought that was quite confusing.
Oh, well, that he was alive. Well, I saw the mask on his face.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, he's alive.
Right, okay.
But then he was back, Terry Crews.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Yeah. There's a bit where Statham, where the old crew meet the new crew.
Right.
And they kind of do a lot of kind of... You can't see it, everybody's listening, but like the eyes.
Yeah.
Give him the eyes.
Yeah, the old stink eyes.
Yeah, Statham throws a knife at one of them, and the guy just misses, turns his head up.
Yeah,
and
he would have been killed.
Just misses him, like a centimeter.
Yep.
Not cool.
Yeah, just attempted murder right off the bat.
That's right.
Maybe that's his power move, just like we kill one guy. It's like when you go to prison. And you got to shiv the toughest guy to prove you're the boss. Yeah. You hire a crew of new expendables and you just kill one of them straight away. See, you guys are real expendable. And he's like, boy, this didn't work this time. Oh, all right. And these guys will live.
Yeah. There's also a Cain and Abel parable.
Is there?
Yeah, they mention it.
By accident?
I don't know. Something comes up. I can't remember.
Oh, right. Okay, yep.
Can we now talk about the fashion in this
movie? Boy, oh, yeah, okay, you're right about it. There's a scene, and we're in spoiler zone, so everybody who's seen the film has seen it.
Yeah.
There's a bit where Barney, Sylvester Stallone's character,
his name
is Barney,
okay, yeah.
And Kelsey Grammer go around the world, I guess, or across the US or something in order to find new expendables.
Goes for a while, doesn't it?
It goes for 10 minutes, maybe?
Yep.
Seems like that.
Yeah.
But it's a fashion parade for whatever reason.
Mostly for Stallone.
But they don't, for whatever reason, they're not just wearing like black t-shirts and cargo pants like they are in berets, like they are in the rest of the film. But it's all of a sudden they're, you know, they're somewhere and Stallone's wearing a weird Aztec, like a weird
cardigan.
Big Aztec cardigan coat. And then all of a sudden they're somewhere and they're both wearing loud Hawaiian shirts. And then. What's going on?
It's to show the passage of time, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
There are a lot of dumb hats in this movie as well, have you noticed?
So many berets.
Oh, man.
God.
So, look, I don't really have anything else to say.
Yeah, but it was weird because they're all in... I just enjoyed that they were all in... It's just them hanging out in weird old guy clothing.
Yeah.
And weirdly fashionable old guy clothing.
Do you like Kelsey Grammer?
I do,
You know, traditional action star Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
What about Harrison Ford? We didn't really talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Underused, I guess. But he fired up.
He's grumpy. I mean, that's his natural state of being.
Yeah,
these days.
It is. Yeah. I know people are upset that I didn't make good on my bet for that line.
let's not mention it.
Not really the week for it, is it?
Boy, it's not.
Yeah. But I guess I don't have anything else to say about this.
No.
I want to talk about some other action movies. Some good ones.
Yeah, okay. Let's go through some stars.
You know what? It's not... good enough that it's good, obviously.
They're wearing cravats at one point. Kelsey Grammer's got a cravat on. Stallone's got a real, real big brown leather jacket. It's pretty good. Like, it's made out of elephant hide or something.
Cool. Like, it's not good enough to be good, obviously, but it's not even so bad that it's funny and laughable. Like a Commando, for example.
Right, exactly, yeah.
It's just not, it's nothing.
Mm.
It's pointless and it's dumb and I hate it. It's the worst movie ever.
Was a film like Commando, was that intended to be ironically... silly and over the top.
But I think that's why it works.
Yeah, okay,
though.
Yeah.
Because it just opens with him carrying a tree.
It does open with him carrying a tree, yeah.
So, worst or best movie ever?
Look, worst movie ever, but I kind of want to see the first two now.
I'm not
to see what they're like.
I did watch that. There's a Chuck.
So and... some local DVD place is getting a sale of a sweet double pack from this guy. Because that's what I'm getting as soon as we finish this.
There's a. What was I going to say? There's a scene I watched from the second one with Chuck Norris because he's in it.
Yep.
And Stallone and whoever is in that one go to a town and everybody's dead, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, what happened here? And then Chuck Norris walks through and everyone's like, oh my God, it's that guy or whatever.
Right.
So you don't see Chuck Norris kill anybody. And then Chuck Norris, and they talk about, oh, you did all this by yourself. And he's like, I walk alone. I'm Chuck Norris. Remember those jokes from 2004?
Yeah, totally.
And then Chuck Norris says a Chuck Norris joke.
Huh. So I think I've got the Expendables 1 and 2 experience. That's down, so I don't have to watch them anymore. Great.
Worst movie ever.
Okay. You're just saying that flat out? Worst movie
ever?
Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, look, why don't we go through the cast?
Okay, ready. Yep.
Not all of them.
No.
But, and talk about their best and worst action movies.
Do you have some of the minor, the new Expendables on there?
I've got lots.
Okay.
The Legend of Hercules. Yeah, and the Legend of Hercules.
Okay, right.
I was going to say that for last, but
okay.
We could talk about that.
Yeah.
Did you see Twilight?
No.
I saw the first one.
Great. How'd that go?
I don't remember it that well. There's a Muppet run.
There is, yeah, we remember that. Yeah, remember
And Legend of Hercules, I did not see.
No, okay.
That's Lutz covered. But he is in an episode of 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's, there's a character called Lutz in 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah, that's
he
right.
He keeps mentioning that Callan Lutz is his, like, half cousin or something.
Right, right.
And then he actually shows up at one point. And it's actually pretty funny.
Okay.
So, yeah, this guy's got a good sense of humor about himself.
I guess so. None of these actors are jerks, probably.
Yeah.
Except for Stallone. You think Stallone is. Okay, right.
Yes. Yep. Also, I've heard some on-set stuff about him, just like the on-set reports, how like, oh, it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Like, it's secondhand stuff. I just don't.
Was he the guy that bullied the Blue Power Ranger?
Is that right, yeah.
Oh,
just turn up on set, nothing to do with him.
Yep.
Well, let's start with Stallone then.
Okay.
I got some good ones. So, do you want me to name some ones that
yeah,
I
go
like?
Ahead. Go ahead.
I think Rocky 3 is the best Rocky.
Rocky
I know it's not
Sim
the
versus...
most... Club of Lang.
There we go, yeah, okay. That's
got the robot.
Yep.
Paulie falls in love with.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Like, and the first two are good or whatever. But they're very serious and somber or whatever. But I think Rocky 3 is hilarious. And it's got the best montages.
And Rocky 4 is the one where...
he fights Dolph Lundgren.
And
Russia.
Yeah, he fights all of Russia. And that one gets quite... because Apollo Creed dies.
Yeah. So
it's
pretty
one.
Grim.
Yeah, it's a grim
Yeah, it's
one.
The one where they're training on the beach together.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has to get back the Eye of the Tiger. So he learns to dance and
That's
around
right.
the ring to the
Wait,
beat
is this 3?
This is 3. To
okay,
Eye
right.
of the Tiger.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay, yeah.
And he fights Hulk Hogan at the start.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the best one.
Uh-huh,
it's the most entertaining one. Uh-huh. It's probably not the best Rocky movie, but it's the most entertaining.
So I've realized that we said we'd talk about the best and worst films of these people.
Yeah.
But I think worst, we can always just go Expendables 3, so it doesn't... we'll just say best. It's fine.
Sure.
Unless you can think of a real zinger of a terrible film.
Yeah, okay. I've got a few here. He was the voice of the lion in The Zookeeper. With Kevin James.
Oh, right.
Where
the
zoo animals help him get dates.
Oh, yep, sure. Mm-hmm.
He was an ant in Ants.
Oh, yeah, he was the tough guy ant.
Yeah.
He was a bully ant or something.
I haven't seen it, but this can't be good. Get Carter.
Oh, the remake Get Carter.
Yep.
It was okay. It's fine.
He's in that movie.
I'm not a huge fan of the original Get Carter, though, to be honest.
Okay.
It's fine.
Fair enough.
I'm more of an Italian Job kind of guy.
Do you like the remake? Because I want to talk about that later as well.
The remake of the Italian Job?
Yeah.
No, it's not good.
Garbage. He's in that arm wrestling movie, but I'm not sure whether that falls into kind of like so bad it's good kind of territory.
It's been a long time since I've
like
seen
the ones that. I'm talking about there, they're just flat out bad.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Where does Cobra sit?
Cobra's good, right?
It's I mean I can't remember. I remember being entertained by it.
Yeah, okay, Cobra's good.
I remember he didn't play
by the
rules.
In fact, I'm gonna note that down and rewatch that. I'm gonna rewatch Cobra this week.
Cobra's good.
Yep.
What about the party at Kitty and Studs?
Never heard of it.
It's a
soft porno that he's in, right? Okay, yeah. Good call.
I liked the new Rocky.
Yep,
I thought that was
good,
and that was one of his best performances and movies. He does a speech where he's like, "You gotta be true to yourself. Don't let people beat you down."
Uh-huh.
Kind of just goes in circles that speech. But
I think that's
good.
What Over the Top's like as well.
Okay, Demolition Man is amazing.
It really is. Yeah,
it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It made a lot of predictions about the future that are true as well.
Yep.
Like it invented the iPad. and freezing people, freezing villains, and then releasing them in the future. They invented that.
That happened, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a movie from the 80s called Lock Up, where Stallone's in jail,
Lock Up, yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty good. He's locked up, and then he locks out.
Yeah.
And there's also a prison breakout in Tango and Cash.
There is, which
is probably amazing, right?
Yeah, I think they flying fox their way out at the end.
And he's the stockbroker one.
Yeah, he's the buttoned up guy with the little round glasses, yeah. The new Rambo film, I think, is excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, and if we're talking about, you know...
That's what the Expendables should be.
Yeah, when I said it's not, the Expendables isn't realistic like a Bourne Identity film.
Yeah.
I think that's probably, the new Rambo is probably more what I'm thinking of. Because it is, you know, this Rambo character who's sort of, but he's been put in a more realistic setting. And there is brutal action in that.
Yeah.
And it's not, like... There's some quite vicious killing in that, but the big action sequence at the end, like he's on a mounted gun on a truck
thing,
and he just sort of just lays waste
like
to all
cuts
the,
in half.
Yeah, all these
with
people,
it.
And it's not like, hey, how fun and cool is this? It's like this is like these people deserve this because they're terrible people.
Yeah.
But why is there so much killing happening? I don't.
Yeah.
Why is there killing in the world?
Yeah.
Why is this?
Yeah.
But it's
very
like,
reluctant.
Yeah, that's one way these Expendables movies could have gone. I don't think they should have gone that way necessarily.
Yeah.
But they could have gone to this really brutal, here's the horrors of war kind of thing. Or they could have gone like, here's these crazy characters and they're all going into war wearing Hawaiian shirts and having fun. And
this is a cool,
we're just, you know, there's danger all about, but we don't care because we're cool and having fun and we're veterans of this and we're having, you know, it's great. Yeah. But they didn't go either. They just hit this middle ground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Rambo 4 is probably the best Rambo, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For Rambo 3.
Well, the one where he helps the Taliban.
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, how allegiance has changed, you know?
Do you know before Waterworld, Rambo 3 was the biggest flop of all time?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it. Mm. Cliffhanger's amazing, right?
Yeah, Cliffhanger's pretty good.
Yeah. Any other Stallone ones to mention?
Nah, that's it, I think.
I've got to stop or my mom will shoot fact.
Oh, sure, I'm ready.
Stallone and Schwarzenegger. Yes.
Okay.
They used to hate each other, right?
Right.
They used to...
Bitter rivals.
Yeah, bitter rivals. I think Stallone had success earlier, but Schwarzenegger ended up being the bigger actor. And I would say he's got the better movies as well in general.
Uh-huh.
Probably. But he tricked Stallone into doing that by spreading a rumor that he wanted that movie.
Interesting.
And then Stallone is like, oh, he got me. Like, just read that terrible script. You should know that that's not good.
That's right.
But yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think Stallone has always tried to kind of struggle to find his place. Like, he started, like, they were like, this guy's the new De Niro, because he wrote Rocky.
That's right, yeah.
Put in this amazing performance or whatever. And then, I don't know, he decided to become an action star and whatever. And then he kept doing it when, you know, in the mid-90s to mid-2000s when people didn't want to see it. Like, he wasn't aware that you got it.
The world had moved on.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And it's only through doing another Rocky that he kind of came back. But I think that's all I got to say for him.
Pretty good.
Anything else to add about his filmography?
No, that'll do it.
It's in Death Race 2000, which I haven't seen.
Oh, the original?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that either.
Neither.
We'll talk about Death Race later because Statham.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it now. It's not very good.
Death Race?
And there's a remake.
I love Death Race.
Okay, fine.
The new Death Race?
Yes.
I put that down as one that I enjoy of Statham. Let's talk about Statham then.
Okay.
I like Death Race. Okay. I know it's terrible.
If you had to pick one Statham film?
The Bank Job.
Okay, yep. No, yeah. Okay, that's a good one, yep.
It's more serious or whatever, but I think he's good in that. Yeah, he's a good actor. I think he's even in terrible movies, he's really serviceable and he's likable and you feel like he could really hurt you in real life.
Yeah.
Even though he was like an Olympic diver and like a model and whatever. Uh-huh, he seems like a real like tough kind of cockney kind of son of a bitch.
Yeah, totally.
Do you like Crank?
Yeah, Crank is good.
I haven't seen Crank 2.
Crank 2 is probably better.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's because it makes... So that Crank 2 is what we're talking about. If you're going to go in the crazy direction...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's no... Rules don't apply.
Because he got his body mashed at the end of the first one.
Yeah, he fell out of a plane?
For a very long... No, helicopter.
Fell out of a helicopter.
And he had enough time to make a phone call.
Yep.
And then
he lands on a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't it in Crank 2 he turns out that he's got an indestructible heart or something?
Well, he basically is indestructible.
Yeah.
Like, presumably, at some point, they figure that some gang boss realizes that he's still alive despite falling out of a plane, so he must be indestructible somehow.
Yeah.
And this gangster needs a heart, so he gets Statham's heart and puts it in himself.
And he has a car battery for a heart. Is that right?
He has like a pacemaker, an artificial heart that needs charging.
And he has to keep cranking it.
Keep cranking it with voltage. Yeah, you know it.
So yeah, that's probably it sounds good.
Yep.
The first Transporter, not so much the other ones.
No.
Yeah, which is the one where he's tethered to his car? Is that 3?
That's 3.
Yeah. Not good.
No, the first one is excellent, I think. Yeah.
You know what really...
Because it's fun and European and Frenchy.
Wacky as, I love it. But there's... What really annoyed me, there's a scene in... The trailer where he gets a rocket shot at him and he deflects it.
We've talked about this
with
before,
a serving
I'm sure.
Plate, yeah. Uh-huh. And then they cut that out of the movie because people would have been like, "That's unrealistic or whatever." That's the best part of that movie, surely, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's I can't remember. Is it that one where he puts the bicycle the bike pedals on his feet and he fights in the oil?
Yeah.
Is that
that's
one?
The first one,
like
yeah.
stuff like that. It's inventive, like it's clever. You know?
I wanted anything like that for the Expendables, but we got nothing like that.
Nothing like that. So and Collateral. He's in Collateral. He gives like Tom Cruise a briefcase at the start.
Oh, he does too, because he's the transporter.
Character.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I got some terrible stuff here though.
These people have done some good films. It's a shame that we didn't watch one of those this week instead of. It's a shame we didn't watch just clips of it all, of their good movies all put together.
Yeah, absolutely.
For 2 hours, that would have been better. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch,
yep,
which is also
good.
Great.
Yeah, they're both good. What about Revolver?
No, that made no sense.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it made no sense.
He's in the Pink Panther, apparently. I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it either.
And the Italian Job. I hate the Italian Job.
Yeah. And that was one of those movies where the entire plot is revealed
yeah.
in the trailer.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, down to, we'll put the explosives under the truck, and then the truck
goes under,
under the bridge, and then we'll, yeah.
Where the truck go, and blah-de-blah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know the first one, the original, isn't, you know, flawless by any stretch, but I just think that's not a good movie.
That's really not. It's terrible. Yeah.
And I can't remember why, but I don't like it.
Nope.
What about, anything else for Statham?
Nah, he's done. He's done some good stuff.
What about Schwarzenegger? Best?
The
best decision is probably not doing Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
That it's probably the best decision he's ever made.
I'm just going to shut that window.
Okay.
No, you can keep talking. I'm just going to shut that
window. Oh, fine. Whatever.
What do you reckon?
Probably, it's a tie for me. It's probably either Terminator 2.
Or Terminator 3.
No, incorrect. Terminator 2 or True Lies.
Okay.
Which doesn't get a lot of play recently.
True Lies is great.
Yeah, True Lies is excellent.
That was, you know, that's like... See, James Cameron, he's obviously a good director.
Correct.
So I don't love Avatar. But he knew how to use that guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I think Stallone didn't have somebody who knew how to utilize him.
Right.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger was lucky to get James... Because James Cameron, what the first two Terminators, obviously.
Yep.
True Lies. Did they work together on anything else?
James Cameron's Underwater Submarine Adventure. He's in that.
Aye, aye, Captain.
That's what he says.
He is in Titanic in the background, apparently. You could see him in one scene.
Hands, Leonardo DiCaprio briefcase.
Yeah, right.
He's the same character from Terminator 2.
Same character.
The Terminator.
The Terminator. Which do you think is better, Terminator 1 or Terminator 2?
Terminator 2.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Well, you did just say that.
Minigun.
Yeah, there is a minigun. I think 1's great, though. I think I like them equally. It's hard to say, man. What about 3?
Wishy-washy. No, let's not even mention it.
With his CGI face.
No, none of those.
I don't think 3 is that bad a Terminator film.
It's very bad. Let's not dwell on it. We've got a lot of characters to get through. We've got to breeze through this.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Total Recall.
Yeah, good. Fun.
Kindergarten Cop.
No, don't rate it.
Commando.
Yes, great.
Conan.
We don't have to list every film they've ever done.
No, these are the good ones.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, he's done a lot of films then.
Jingle All the Way. Terrible.
Commando's great because it has an iconic death. Super iconic death.
Steam?
Yes. Let off some steam, Bennett. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Batman and Robin, obviously.
Shut up.
No, for bad.
Oh, okay, right.
And Jingle All the Way.
Yep. And The Expendables 3.
Yes.
And 1 and 2, probably.
And Junior, the one where he gets pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Where does Running Man sit?
I haven't seen it in years. I haven't seen it probably since the 90s, so I couldn't say. It's probably bad?
Mm.
It was based on a Stephen King story.
It was.
When he wrote as Richard Bachman. It was a mystery for many years. Because Stephen King was like, well, I can't release non-horror stuff as myself because nobody will buy it for some reason. So he created this pseudonym called Richard Bachman.
Very good.
And then
He's dead.
Richard Bachman.
Stephen King.
No, he's alive.
Stephen King's dead.
No, he's not.
I'm thinking of Michael Crichton.
You're thinking of Michael Crichton, yes.
You're thinking of Stephen King.
Stephen King. And then later, like many years later, once the truth was out, he wrote two companion novels. One is Stephen King and one is Richard Bachman. They were set in the same universe.
Was it to do with that one where the guy has the hat, the cowboy one?
The Gunslinger, no.
Nah.
No, unrelated.
Okay, good.
But they're all sort of set in the same multiverse.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well. So, Schwarzenegger is pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he hasn't made
Not
lately. Nothing good for
them. Whenever we go through these things, it's not often that...
It's like the last good one was 93.
Yeah.
And the next guy's a really good example of this. Harrison Ford. Except for Con Air, which is great also.
Air Force One,
which I think was 97.
Uh-huh.
But he hasn't made a good movie since like... Well, I haven't seen whatever the second one where he's the government agent, not Patriot Games.
Clear and Present Danger.
Is that 94? One
Maybe.
Of them is 94. But like, you look at everything after that, it's Hollywood Homicide, Firewall, Indiana Jones 4, Cowboys and Aliens, Expendables 3.
Yeah.
Like, none of those are any good, are they?
No. Why does he keep doing stuff?
I don't know. Because for money, for cash.
He's rich though, right?
Yeah.
He's got that. He's got
to work though.
He's got
though,
that Star Wars percentage of the gross money, right?
Well, you got to work, I guess, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
What else is he going to do?
Play golf.
Yeah, just play golf. You're right. Yeah. But he's...
Why hasn't Michael Douglas been in one of these films?
That's a good question.
He's not an action guy, obviously.
No. But
he could be a money guy. He could be the exposition guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
And let's just get every actor who's ever been in a film in the 80s or 90s. Yeah. Just put him in an Expendables film.
Bruce Willis didn't make a cut in this one as well. Harrison Ford took over his character.
Oh, I see, right.
Because apparently he wanted more money or whatever, and Stallone had
And some character development of some kind. He's like, look, this is the third one. Can I have a character with some sort of interest or hobby?
Yeah, yeah. Or... Bruce Willis is also another one of those guys, though, who I feel like is completely unaware of himself or... Cracked do a really good video on celebrities who clearly have no concept of the real world.
Right,
And one of them is Bruce Willis, and there's a bit in it where he's interviewed, and he's just like, he's so Hollywood it hurts, basically.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But yeah. Dolph Lundgren, I guess.
Johnny
Mnemonic, Universal Soldier, 1, 2, and 3. He's in 3.
Is he in 3?
Yeah, he's in 3 of them. I don't know what.
Okay, right, yeah.
Rocky 4, obviously.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He-Man.
Okay, yeah. Those? Boy. If I could only pick one.
Yeah.
Rocky Four. No, it was going to be He-Man or Johnny Mnemonic.
Okay, fair point. Where he's a crazy cyber priest?
He's a cyber priest. He's a street preacher.
Yeah.
He's indestructible for some reason.
Yeah, great. But does that dolphin stop him?
No, he gets his head cut off.
By the dolphin?
No, with a laser thumb whip.
Dolphin Lundgren?
No! Oh, I see. I get it. Good.
I named some movies that he's done, right?
Yep, I'm ready.
Tell me if you know any of these. Blackjack.
No.
Stormcatcher.
No.
Bridge of Dragons.
No.
Two of the other Universal Soldier movies.
Are these recent?
Yes.
Wow, he's had a real career resurgence The Expendables.
The dude, he's like he's got a chemistry-like doctorate or something. Like, he's incredibly intelligent. And I think that's even made mention in the recent one, or one of the Expendables movies where... It may have happened in 3, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But do you still think Expendables 3 is his worst movie?
Given that I've not seen any of these other ones?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, something dragon something. At least that'd have dragons in it.
Bridge of Dragons.
Bridge of Dragons. There's a dragon, there's a bridge probably. There's at least one of those. There's at least one bridge and at least two dragons, because there's a plural in there. There's no dragons in Expendables 3, is there?
Yeah, good point.
Uh-huh.
Mel Gibson.
Payback.
Great movie.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Forever Young.
Nope.
Where he's frozen Captain America style.
Oh, then yeah, great.
Elijah Wood.
Is Forever Young a direct sequel to Demolition Man? Because Demolition Man invented freezing people.
Mad Max's.
Oh, yep.
Lethal Weapon, probably only one and two. The other one, other two, aren't they?
Good. I'd say of his modern-ish stuff, Payback is my favorite.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Payback's great.
Yeah, yeah. I think they have recently remade that again.
Oh.
As Parker, maybe?
Paycheck?
Yeah, Paycheck. I'm thinking of Paycheck.
Which one's Parker? The one with Statham?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the... he's just sort of a famous literary character, and they keep attempting to... And Parker is this sort of kind of low-rent enforcer guy.
Yeah.
Like, freelance enforcer guy.
Yeah.
Who... There's been a whole series of novels by Richard Stark.
He's like the Jack Reacher of... Whatever.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But... He's never really got any grip in Hollywood. Like, okay. They keep trying to... The Payback is based on this one called The Hunter, and they keep trying to... Like, they've made it several times, and that's kind of the first one.
Okay.
And they've never quite...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've never quite got... He's never quite got any traction in Hollywood for this series to start, like, with anyone, which is a shame, because it's a very good character.
Did you enjoy Bravehearts?
Yes.
He had Braveheart, didn't he?
Boy, did he. Yeah.
Some bad stuff.
Yeah.
The Singing Detective.
Is Robert Downey Jr. also in that?
I think he might be.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Bird on a Wire.
Oh, yep, with Goldie Hawn.
Hamlet from 1990.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he, I guess, until he went crazy?
Yep.
He was very, very, very charismatic kind of actor and whatever, but it's a shame that he's a lunatic.
Yeah, he looks sort of like a panda in Expendables 3. Like some of those early establishing shots, he's got these real sunken eyes. Like, he's real pale, he's got these sunken eyes. I'm like, No, it's Mel Gibson.
Crazy Wesley Snipes.
Yep. Demolition Man.
Absolutely. Everybody should look up Patton Oswalt's story about Blade Trinity.
Oh, yep.
And how Wesley Snipes made that movie very difficult to film.
Uh-huh.
It's on Pete Holmes' channel. If you type in Pete Holmes, Patton Oswalt, Wesley Snipes, he tells this story.
In YouTube or just...
It's on YouTube. Okay, yeah, right. It's great. Maybe I'll put it at the end of this. But he basically is talking about how that movie should... Like, he knows it's not good, but he's like, that movie is a miracle.
Oh,
but
right.
Like, that it's come together.
Uh-huh.
But Blade 1 and 2 are good, aren't
they? Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Especially 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, in many ways, kickstarted the superhero. Like, they were kind of test running the superhero genre in film again, you know?
He wants to crack back into superhero movies as well. He was talking about Robert Downey Jr. as kind of
the example.
He could
be a knife guy.
He could be a knife guy. But I don't think he kind of fits the modern Marvel universe anymore. I think he's too crazy.
I think he probably is, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just Expendables 3 talking, but he did seem...
super crazy.
Super crazy,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
White Men Can't Jump.
Yep, okay, sure.
Money Train. I don't remember that. The Bad Music Video.
You don't remember
video?
Money Train?
I remember it, but okay, I don't. Good. The Michael Jackson's Bad Music Video.
There you go.
Bad.
Was he a gang member?
He's a gang member.
Great.
Yeah. And do you remember, this is, I mean, he's done a lot of direct-to-DVD kind of stuff. He did the sequel to The Fugitive called U.S. Marshals.
That wasn't directed DVD. I saw that in
the No, it wasn't. Sorry, but he has done. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
But that's not...
Robert Downey Jr. is also in
that.
Yeah,
he is in that.
Yeah.
Very good,
Robert
Mason.
Robert Downey Jr. is all over the place
in these. Sure is.
Yeah.
Sure bloody is. Got two left. Antonio Banderas, Ballistic X versus Sever.
Oh, sure, yep.
Desperado.
Desperado's great.
Did you like the second one?
No.
Are we just listing things?
We're pretty much just listing things at this point, but that's what we love to do. And the internet loves lists.
Good boy.
You know what? No, I didn't love it.
What was that called? Once Upon a
Time
in
Mexico.
He's not in it that much.
Yeah, and I do enjoy it for that weird sequence where
Johnny Depp
gets his eyes cut out.
Drilled
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Drilled out and then continues to fight for some reason.
Gunfight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Some of the Spy Kids.
And a small child helps him aim or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spy Kids as well.
Yeah.
He's in some of the Spy Kids. Also, Stallone, I think, is in Spy Kids 3D.
There you go.
I'm fairly certain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel Desperado is excellent. Yeah, good action in a time period where there wasn't a lot of good action.
Yeah. El Mariachi, man. And there was one before that, wasn't there? Called El Mariachi? Without Antonio Banderas.
Yes, that was Robert Rodriguez's sort of debut, I think. Yeah. And Desperado's sort of a remake of that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Mm. Desperado. Why don't you... Sorry. last one, Kelsey Grammer. Transformers 4.
Great, yep, absolutely.
That's it?
Frasier.
X-Men. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go. I wonder how long it'd take to get to that.
Good work, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's other people in those movies, obviously.
But who cares?
Who cares?
Ronda Rousey, videos of her breaking people's arms. For reals.
I hope there's a compilation of that.
Because I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. Well, Mason, we've talked enough. I'd like to do a proper best action movie.
Oh, Jet Li, anything episode. Where he's doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't in it enough, was he?
Not at all, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch Kiss of the Dragon, because it's one of those, it's that film that has weird X-ray.
Is that the Dolph Lundgren?
No, but he'll like... Somebody
oh,
will
it's
get
Bridge of Dragons,
yeah,
sorry.
But somebody will get punched in the nose and it'll cut to like an x-ray of their head and the septum being shot
up
in their brain
cool.
or whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I'd like to do like a best action movies episode at some point. Mm-hmm. Like we'll do this properly instead of just naming things.
Yeah, sure.
We didn't mention Predator though. Predator's
slipped
amazing.
Under the list. Okay, guys, we're not mentioning Predator. It's a shame we didn't mention Predator this whole time.
You know what it's time for, Mason?
What's it time for?
What we reading?
What we gonna read?
We did it!
We said it in unison. And then we didn't mention that we did that. Hooray.
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? Do you have a what we reading for
Actually, I do have a what we reading. What are we gonna
Cobra.
Read?
Cobra.
No, it's not Cobra. Can you give me one
The second? Cobra TV series.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Not really, no.
It's real.
Fantastic. So, yeah, what we read, and I actually thought of this, in honor of Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about Robin Williams earlier.
Sure.
I don't know if you remember that. It was a long time ago. We had a lot of Expendables talk.
There's
a film.
It's a real downer episode.
Yeah. There is a film, and this is kind of a downer film.
Yeah.
Not really. It's an excellent film.
Sure.
But it's got some downer. Maybe wait a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And then watch this film.
Let it
It's called World's Greatest Dad.
Okay.
It's a Robin Williams film. It's directed by Bobcat Goldthwaite.
You
might remember as the crazy guy from the Police Academy
films.
Who's
actually like a really good stand-up, isn't he, in real life? Stand-up? He's a
human man.
I don't, I've never seen his stuff.
Okay, right. But basically, it's about this guy who's got...
He has to get his kids back.
No, he doesn't. Not at all. Not at all. Basically, it's about this guy who has... Robin Williams is his dad. He's got an incredibly unlikable son. Like, he's spectacularly unlikable in this film. And basically, like, he's this weird sex-obsessed, like, underachiever. He hates everybody. You know, he's this real monster of a kid. And basically, he dies in an autoerotic asphyxiation accident.
Jesus.
And then his dad fakes a suicide note from him to make him seem like this guy with a lot, this kid with a lot more depth than he actually did.
Ah.
And then sort of, everybody claims that they're friends with this kid now. Like, oh, I actually did like this guy's whatever. And then so Robin Williams starts faking a diary from this kid.
Okay.
And so.
It's like a dark comedy?
Yeah, it's very dark.
Yeah, yeah.
And so perhaps not appropriate this week, but sure. It does show a lot of Robin like Williams' range. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, what's it called? World's Greatest Dad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to recommend another Robin Williams dad movie. It's called Old Dogs.
Oh, really?
He finds out that he's got some kids and boy, no, don't ever watch that.
Have you really seen that?
I've seen clips of it.
Great.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
No, what I've been reading this week, Superman Red Son doesn't tie into anything that we've been talking about.
No.
But that's the Mark Millar, I think it's 3 issues or 4 issues, I don't know, where Superman, what would happen if Superman landed in Russia instead of the US?
Yeah, that's right.
And it's fantastic.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's got Russian Batman.
Yep.
Which is really cool.
Yep.
It's great.
It's got still American Green Lantern.
That's right. It's, I bring it up because I did a video this week, Mason. It'll be out by the time you hear this. Where 5 ways that Batman could beat Superman kryptonite.
Sure.
And that ties in. I won't mention how he does it in this one, but he does, and it's interesting, and it's a good novel.
It's a what?
Novella.
Oh, sure, yeah. I don't think it is, but all right.
No, it's a comic. It's a graphic novel. Turtle Power, though. There's a documentary on the definitive history of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So it's called Turtle Power. On all those things I said.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it goes from the creation of the Ninja Turtles in comic form, pretty much right up to, in detail, up to the end of the first movie.
Uh-huh.
And then they're kind of like, and then we did a second one and a third one
but
and
who weren't
cares? As good. And then we sold the company and we sold them in 2009 or whatever.
Right.
But like, it really goes into those early days of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, even the, that live stage show, which we talked about the other week.
Yeah.
And
where it's like, I'm just sad to be a shredder. Yeah. I hate music or whatever it is. Yeah.
There's a guy that's funny. They've got a guy in it who, what's his name?
Bad guys can like music.
Sure they can.
Yeah.
Michael Ian Black, was one of the turtles.
What?
Yes.
Comedy's Michael Ian Black.
Yeah.
I've been TV's The State and lots of other stuff.
It's pretty
TV's incredible. Ed.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's got that podcast about snacks. Or
yeah, absolutely. Mike and Tommy Eat Snacks. Yeah.
So yeah, if you like the Ninja Turtles.
And you like Michael Ian Black.
Yeah. And it's got very little to do with the new one.
Okay. Turtle Power.
Yeah. So it's not like you can get digital download or something.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. It's not like, and now we've got the best, you know, but a lot of these things are built around because there's a new movie.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that ties in. But they don't really talk about the new movie at all. They you kind of see like still frames of the posters at one point.
Sure.
But it's mostly like the early days stuff. And there's a lot of stuff about how they made the first Ninja Turtles and how much of a nightmare it was to get funding and how the suits were making. Like one guy threw up inside the turtle helmet. Just like stuff like that. And it's great. It goes for about an hour. And
okay,
it's
cool.
Like
really
interviews
good.
With, you know, a whole lot of cast and crew and the voice actors from the show. And
yeah.
It's really good.
It sounds really good, and it doesn't sound like it relates to the death of a beloved actor. So
yes,
you probably made the
right.
better choice this week.
Sure.
Whatever.
Absolutely. So yeah. That's what we're reading for this week, Mason.
Love it.
All right. Got a few emails.
Okay, I'm ready.
As I said,
we got thousands of emails.
So many good emails. But these are the ones that I've picked out.
Yep.
This is from
Do you have any particular method for picking out a good email?
No.
Is there something? Okay, I was going
to
say.
It might just. Sometimes it's just that I get a chance to read it more than I'll get a chance to read another one.
Right.
Because it just caught me at a particular time.
Okay, right.
But yeah. This is from Navid K. Greetings from Bangladesh.
Oh.
Love your podcast. I'm the biggest comic book movie fan you'll find here. Keep up the excellent work. P.S. Mason, can't believe you haven't finished watching Game of Thrones yet. How do you sleep at night? That's from Liam. Now.
I sleep on a big pile of unopened Game of Thrones DVDs. That's what I do. Still in the shrink wrap. What's anybody going to do about it?
Not a damn thing.
That's right.
No, I just thought it was interesting. Thank you for the email. He's the biggest comic book movie fan you'll find in Bangladesh.
Yep.
And I looked this up. Bangladesh has a population of, as of 2012, of 157.4 million people.
Huh.
So, congratulations.
Yeah,
Navid.
That's pretty good. Good work. Yeah.
Thank you for the email, and thank you for doing, like, being the best.
Any other Bangladeshi listeners who want to challenge that, please get onto us.
That's it. That's cool, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Bangladesh. Love it. This is from Tim Smith.
I'm ready.
Remember we talked about how last week Dave Coulier was a big dickhead?
Yes.
Well, here's another email about how Dave Coulier is a real dickhead.
Huh.
While in college, I worked at a family restaurant in Pennsylvania, which is a state in the US for Dem Australian folks.
I know that.
Yeah, we know that.
Where Dracula's from.
Pennsylvania Dutch. Yes. There we go, yes.
And Dave Coulier was performing stand-up at a nearby college. He decided to come to the restaurant I worked, where he proceeded to be a dickhead to all the staff and complain about his meal, which was then given to him for free since he bitched. He also left without tipping.
Mm,
what a jerk.
Poor form.
Yeah.
Seems this segment should be called Dave Coulier. This is how cruel he is to people for no reason.
Seems to me there's a trend with Dave Coulier just bitching to get free stuff. Guess those Full House residuals are just not cutting it.
That's right.
Yeah, that dude would be mega rich, right?
No, I don't know if he is.
Mm.
Maybe no,
surely.
Maybe that's in the era before people negotiated good contracts for TV stuff.
Okay, fair point. Yeah. Don't be a dick to people.
Yeah, I know,
I
right?
I understand yeah. it. Yeah. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
This bloody
Thank you for adding to Dave Coulier.
Should we make that the last Dave Coulier segment?
No.
Okay, so
well, I mean, it depends how many. It certainly will be if nobody sends another one in.
So. Somebody, start a subreddit.
What if he's
thing.
Our arch nemesis? What if he becomes our arch nemesis?
That'd be
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
I reckon I could beat up Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
I always see him on, like, or I have seen him on, you know, The Last Comic Standing, and he's a judge, and he's like, you just don't got what it takes. Fucking, you lucked into your career, Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be telling people anything.
Mm.
Anyway, this is Rafael from Poland. Here in our exotic country of Poland, all Marvel movies from Thor onwards were distributed only in 3D.
Ugh.
2D versions are...
banned. For moral reasons.
Yeah. The 2D versions were only available with crappy Polish dubbing, which everyone hates even more than 3D. Well, that's brutal.
Mm.
So back in June, a lot of people decided to organize and create a petition for Guardians in 2D. The petition was signed by 1,000 plus people, and that little civil action gave us the ability to see the movie without eye bleeds in glorious 2D.
Love it.
Power of the people.
There we
of
go.
Poland.
Yeah.
That's great. How good is that?
Yeah, yeah.
We're sick of bloody 3D.
And they got another series of Firefly.
Did they?
Good on you, Poland.
Good on you.
Yeah.
You did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sick of all those Polish dubs we get here as well.
I know, right?
Maybe we should start a bloody petition.
I think so.
I should go to Poland. You been to Poland?
No.
Yeah.
One day.
One day.
All right.
Last letter, Mason, before we get out of here, before we hit the old frog and toad. That's road.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I get it. I'm familiar with our Australian slang.
Good. Hey, this is from...
All right, steady on, mate.
I've got the name here, so I apologise. Sorry for emailing you again. Not really. So I don't... Oh, who was this? I can't remember. Anyway, I just saw the trailer for Arrow Season 2 on Channel 9. Yes, I'm Australian. So yeah, like
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And the way it advertised...
We're just like you, listeners. We watch Channel 9 as well sometimes.
Boy, do we. And the way it was advertised was like this. TV's sexiest man is back. Sorry, this is fucking Deathstroke season and they are advertising it like that. Yeah, not happy. Now look, I just wanted to bring this up.
Yes.
Australian ads for TV shows are the worst.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because it's like, a lot of the time for every drama, if there's a drama,
yep.
in the ad, they'll show like a little bit of drama. And then someone will go, so much drama. Like, have you noticed
yeah.
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, shit like that. Or like, there's not, like, they'll be like, there's a secret in this town.
There's always a secret.
And then someone says, what's the secret?
Yeah.
Every commercial.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It's the worst.
I haven't watched commercials in years, but I'm glad to see that the trend is continuing.
Well, Mason,
forever.
I've been watching The Bachelor, Australia.
Of course.
Yeah, Australian television is terrible in general, even the stuff that's good that they occasionally show.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it.
Great.
And I wish it would all go away. But there is like, there's rules in here, so you have to have a certain amount of Australian content.
Mm-hmm.
There's one good show that just came out, though. Working Dog, you know? The
Utopia.
Utopia. Did you watch
good,
the first
yeah,
episode?
I watched
you got a
good
few
fun.
Friends in that, don't you?
I do. My friend Luke is
yeah.
in that show. Yeah.
yeah. He's the redhead guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good yeah. dude. Great stand-up comedian.
Correct.
And Celia Pacola.
Celia Pacola is also
you know
there,
her?
Yeah. yeah.
You know her as
yeah.
well, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, exciting times. Isn't That's a good show.
Yeah.
Everything else is terrible.
If you can somehow, listeners in America, if you can somehow get that.
Yeah, it's on Pirate Bay, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, great.
Oh, it's on, well, no. Actually, I don't know that for a fact. It probably would be. It's on iView, which is the Australian ABC.
We'll edit this out.
Doesn't matter. That's the show, though, Mason.
Great.
Yeah.
You did it.
I don't feel like this was a great one, to be honest.
Really? I thought it was real good.
Nah, I don't know. I just feel like...
Let's delete and start again. I got another hour. Let's do this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
we had some laughs.
We did have some laughs. Good
yep.
point. Yeah, good one.
Are you
good.
Disappointed because we just listed a lot of things?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Yeah. That's fine, though.
Yeah,
isn't
we
it?
Had fun.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm
mostly in this for me, I'll be honest.
We got to thank you.
This glass of water you got me.
Absolutely. It's a mug of water.
Okay.
Bruton the Basilisk. We haven't been thanking them lately.
I know, right? I forgot.
Theme songs.
As soon as I left last week, I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, God damn it.
These guys are the best. Thank you for the theme songs. But what have you done for us lately? No, I'm just joking.
the theme songs are there every week, and we really appreciate
it. Yeah,
great. Check out the Reddit, guys.
Absolutely.
We'll try and get some accounts this week and get into
Reddit.com/r/weeklyplanetpodcast.
Absolutely. Mm. And as I mentioned, I got that Batman, how Batman could beat Superman video. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get a video on Cracked, right? I posted it in the forums.
Uh-huh.
The last one, the guy's like, this is good, but he's like, but it's not good enough. And I'm like, that's
non-specific,
fair.
Yeah. Nah, fair, but non-specific.
Yeah, no, he did give some reasons. So that's my goal at the moment. I'm trying to get a video on Cracked because I like Cracked, but they have really good video content.
Yep.
So I'm going to try and make better videos.
Okay, yeah.
That's my goal.
Awesome.
For this week. Mm-hmm. And then I'll, you know, then something shiny will go past me. And
then, yep.
That'll change. So yeah, anything you want to plug?
Nope, that'll do it.
What about your Twitter?
Oh yeah, I'm on Twitter at Wikipedia Brown. We're all on the Twitters.
We are.
You're at Mr. Sunday Movies.
And you can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit.
Yeah. Wait, not on Reddit.
Maybe we should change it to Weekly Planet Pod, the subreddit. Is there a way to change it?
I don't know. We'd have to ask the guy that made it.
Yeah, good point.
Nah, it's too late. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, who cares? Whatever.
Yeah.
That's the show for this week,
Absolutely.
Mason. Should I put that Patton Oswalt story in after?
Yeah, put it at the end. It sounds good. Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, listeners. Grab that gem.
Grab it.
Which is our sign off now. Hashtag grab that gem until we think of a better one.
Absolutely.
Okay, bye.
Have a good week.
I just had Adam Scott on the show.
And oh!
We talked a little bit about Blade.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Blade, comic book Blade.
Yeah.
And then I was reminded by my producers, were you in Blade?
I was in... Oh, I wish I was in Blade. The first two movies are fantastic. I am in Blade Trinity, which is... No.
No.
Here's what I'll say about Blade Trinity. If you watch, and by the way, I'm friends with the writer-director, and he agrees with me on this. If you just sit and watch Blade Trinity, it's a D-. It just doesn't work. But if you know what they went through to get that movie made,
yeah,
it is an A+. The fact that that movie exists puts it above Citizen Kane. The fact that they, with all the craziness that went down, we were in Vancouver, and Wesley Snipes was going crazy, and he wouldn't... come out of his trailer, and you'd walk by his trailer, and this wall of pot stench would just be like, whoa, and kind of push you to the side. And then he would only answer to the name Blade. You couldn't call him.
He would only answer to Blade.
The Blade, yeah. And after a while, he resorted to just give. He would communicate with post-its that he would give to the director, and each one he would sign Blade. And also, you know that it's a totally science fiction-y fantasy film because there's a scene where I play basketball against a tall black guy and totally stuff on him. So it's complete science
fiction. That's the most unbelievable thing.
That's where you're like, yeah, I think vampires could take over. Wait, did Patton just stuff on a 6'3 black dude? What? Who wrote this crap? It was that bad, so.
Patton Oswalt, everybody!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.